Hey, Brock.
Hey, Hunter. What did we learn on the Plan B morning show today?
All right, first thing we learned is that if at any point in time your partying gets to you being drunk, high on coke with someone who is drunk and high on meth, go home. Don't drive, though. Like, get a taxi. Time to go home now.
Time to go home.
Right?
Like, what else do you have left? I mean, there's nothing left. The fun is up. Like, you used it all up.
Are we going to do a Mayan virgin sacrifice? I don't know what we can do here, guys, right. But we've done enough.
Here's what you need to do. Go home, sleep for like 5 days.
After the coke and the meth wears off, okay? And then just take a break. Just
we'll talk when you're back here. Just
take a break. Easy. Time to go home now, meth head.
Jesus.
Let's see. We also learned that, Kellogg, what the F are you doing? Wait. Cereal water?
Down cereal.
No, it's got the milk powder. You got to stir it up real good, get it nice and soggy, and then you just slurp it down.
Hey, Kellogg, this is a fine example here. I tell my grandpa used to water down his cereal story as a fun joke to tell people. Like, it's funny around friends and family. They laugh because it's absolutely asinine.
A fun little tale of Grandpapa back in the day. Great Depression time. Yeah.
Probably not something to actually do.
2022.
Morons.
What are you doing, Kellogg? Huh? What are you doing? And the last thing we learned on the show is I am a certified horse and buggy driver now. That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's. Hey, you know, honestly, add it to the resume. That's something kind of cool, man.
That's big right there.
Jealous.
That's big right there.
Kind of jealous.
Like, there could be a situation where, like, well, we need to get this guy to the hospital, but all we have is this horse and buggy. Is there anyone here that could? I can. Hey, me. All this right. guy right here.
I'm kind of sad it didn't hoof you in the giblets, but.
I was a little worried about that.
Don't get close to it, man.
Easy, Dan. We're all
did
on the same page.
Did you have to feed him?
I wanted to because Dan did a good job. I wanted to have, like, at one point I think I said, Dan, if I had some sugar cubes, I'd give them to you, buddy. But no. He didn't understand me, of course, because he's a horse, of course. Anyway. All right. There you go. That's what we learned on the show today. Thank you all so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. Good to be back in the swing of things. Kiki coming in next. And then, of course, we'll see you back here tomorrow for more of Brock and Hunter in the Plan B Morning Show. Until then, Kate Upton, if you're listening, give us a call.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Hey, I bet you she'd like our gargoyle costumes. I forgot to mention
she
that.
Would.
She would.
Yoked up. Yeah, it's hot.
Oh, my God. You're a hot gargoyle. Ah.
Oh, no.
Ruined it. This is